Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Omid where the Gemara asks the Kasha, Vami Boyile, Likidarebi Abturiki. To understand this question properly, we just have to do a quick chazora of the last tickle of the Gemara that we learned yesterday. Back on Pei Omid Beis, 5-6 lines before the wide lines, the Gemara asks, Valilki Namim Ishim Lavdim Achusers Ma'an. What was the Gemara's Kasha? Moros Kasha was, what happens if you have a situation where you went and had on the same day, you were bringing two behemoths for kodshim, for karbonis. The first carbon that you brought was the mommy animal, and the second one was the child. Of course, it could be the other way around as well. But we all know from the beginning of our perek, and we are reminded every morning when we see the top of the omud, that the Torah says, "Veshar oiseh, oiseh v'yes benoi loisishchetu b'yaymechad." You're not allowed to go and shecht an animal together with its child on the same day. And if a person does that, chas v'sholem, he gets malchus for being over the iser lav. Loisishchetu b'yaymechad. If there's two edim with hasra, he's over the iser. He's going to go and get malchus. So that's what we've been learning since the beginning of the perek. Now let's assume we're talking about not just regular chulin, we're talking about kodshim. So, what's the difference when you're talking about kodshim? We had in our Mishnah, on the second carbon, you're going to have to suffer the malchus because you're oivah and oisvi espanoi, except according to Reb Shimon. We're going to talk about Reb Shimon a little bit further on in the sugya. But in the meantime, you shechted now the second animal, you're over on the iser of oisiv yes benai. Frekti mora, you should be over on a second iser and get a second time malchus. What's the other iser? The other iser is trying to bring a korban which is not ra'uy to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? We have a pasuk v'shar v'seh sarua v'kolut, you're not allowed to go and bring a korban where the animal is a surua v'kolot. Surua v'kolot means that the animal is a balmum. A surua means that the avarim of the animal are out of proportion. It has one long arm, one long foot, which is 3 feet long, and the other foot is only 2 feet long. Or you have one ear is very large and the other ear is very small, so the avarim of this animal are out of proportion. So, what's it in? That's a surua. But call it, we've already had a few times, that means that you don't have a mafresis parsa where the hooves are split, but rather the hooves are attached together. So, vazuk tetera, if you were to go and bring such a korban lo yerotze, and you're over in iser lav, and you go and get malchus. And the Gemara darshins elsewhere that because it says vishar v'seh, that's unnecessary vishar v'seh. The whole parish is talking about karbonis bali mumen. So vishar v'seh is ibrik, and the Gemara learns from that the same thing applies to any psulim. Back to the Gemara. Minayin l'chol ha-psulim shevishar v'seh shehu b'lo yirotze. Anytime you go and bring a karbon where there's a psul like a bal mumen, and you go and bring it anyway, you're oiva by yirotze, and what's it in? You go and get malchus. Oibazoi, why don't you get malchus twice over here? One, because of mechusas man, that means oisiv yes benoi. And number two, because you're bringing a carbon which is a mechusas man, which means that it is a temporary mum on this carbon. You're not allowed to bring this behemoth today for a carbon, and if you brought it, you're oiver and blow your rotze, you should go and get a second time malchus. That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara gave already one teretz, and then the Gemara on the bottom gave a second teretz to Reb Zeira Omar. Hanach lemchusas man da kosev nitkoi li asei. There are a couple of pshatim over here in the Gemara, but the way Rashi learns that this is a typical lav hanitik lasei. What's a lav hanitik lasei? Where the Torah gives us a remedy when you're over the lav. What is that remedy? Instead of going and giving the person malchus, we give him another chance to do something good. For instance, you're talking about the Isser of Noiser. It says in the Pasuk, "Loisisiru mimeno ad boiker." Buenos dias, amigo. And you're talking about a regular carbon. where you're supposed to eat it within a particular zman, liyom v'layla, shnei yom v'layla echad, says the Torah, lo yisisiru mimenu ad boiker, don't leave over this korban until the next day. What happens if you did? You're over on the iser of lo yisisiru. So the choyri, you should go and get pech for that. You should go and get malkis. However, because it says in the Masik, lishir menu ad boiker, you have another remedy for this noiser, and that's you're supposed to go and burn it. So from that we learn a lav hanitik la'asei ein loikin olav. There's no din of malchus, and rather just go and burn the noiser. Here says the Gemara, I have the same eitzah toiva. Instead of going and bringing the carbon chusar's man today, wait until the next morning, and then you can go and bring it without any problems. So the lav is if you bring it today, and the asay is instead of bringing it today, bring it tomorrow. Where do we learn this from? I'm sorry?
In this case, you brought it prematurely, so you can't, it's not an itzikla asay. The animal's kashafta is gone.
So what are we supposed to do now? In other words, what do we do with this Gemara? The Gemara calls the lava nitiklase. Look at the top Rashi. Nitiklase, the mash betoich zmani below yirotze, 100% during this man, you cannot bring it. Chas v'sholom, you bring it. How do I know this? From the pasuk l'nei d'lo yirotze, that's a pasuk we just brought, shor eseh, seru v'kolut, and then Rashi continues. El hanichol yarcha zmani, wait. Abyssal gedilt. Gedilt means patience. V'yerotzi, you'll be able to bring it. The alkorchach asay ze la meyikorim mashma. It's not that there is an asay prior to the lav. Ki ahid v'shaluach hakan, where it says in the pasuk shalech v'shalach v'seim, v'sabonim tikach loch, where it's mashma, don't be over on l'sikach ha'im alabonim, but rather do the shaluach prior to that. Why? Because there it's meyikorim mashma shalach ha'im v'loin tikachena. Go and send away the aim, and don't take the babies, the afroichim or the beitim. V'loy have lav hanitik lasei v'loy ken olav. There you get malchus. Avokan halav koidim lasei shalav b'toich zmanay v'asei liachar zmanay. So our Gemara is telling us that even though this is not exact same fact pattern as the case of the noiser lemoshel, because for the person to go and burn the noiser, first he has to be over on the iser. And then he has the assay to remedy it. Barry is correctly pointing out this is not exactly on all fours. They're not exactly parallel. Because here the Torah is saying, don't be over the lav, but go and do the assay. What's the assay? Don't bring the carbon today, bring the carbon tomorrow. But the Gemara considers that to be sufficiently a lav hanitik lasei. There are others that taka learn pshat in the Gemara a little bit differently. And the losh in the Gemara is ultra not mashma like Rashi. Because continue, let's see the Gemara. It's Nitkala. Say my time at top line. The Amakra. Miyoy Mashmini Bahala Yiratze. Miyoy Mashmini in Meikara Loi. Don't bring it today on day number 7. Wait on day number 8. And the same thing over here. When you have Oisvi Espinoi, don't bring it the same day. Bring it the next day. La Vabom Mechlal Asay. Now, notice over here, the Gemara doesn't fear Os that it's a Lava Nitkala Asay, but rather it says, the lav habo mechlal asay is an essay. What does Gemara mean to say? This is not a lav, but rather it's an isra asay. On a lav, you go and get malchus. On an isra asay, you don't get malchus. Why is this considered to be an isra asay? Because look at the lashon of the pasuk. It says by the classic mechusas man, shorei chesav oyeiz ki yevoleid voyeshivas yomim tachas imoy. Hold on to the baby for 7 days. Umiyei mashmini v'holiyei rotzei l'karbon yishel Hashem. So now I'm going to go and make a deal. From the day number 8, it's Yerotze. That means prior to that, Lo Yerotze. But it doesn't say that Befeish in the Pasuk. So rather it's a Lav, Abom, Mechlal, Asay. And that's why there is no Malchus. So there are two Pshatim, therefore, in Reb Zeira. Could be that that's the reason why some of the Rishonim don't like the first Pshat, because it's not your typical Lav and Nitik Lasei, where you're cleaning up the mess after you already did the Lav. Here you didn't do the lav. The Torah is giving you the eitzah. Don't do the lav and do the asay. Anyway, what do I see from this? That I use this pasuk So how have we for enfed akasha? The kasha was, why don't you go and say that you'd be over two lava that you get two times malchus because of the pasuk shorba says ruvakula la yeratze? So Gemara answers either because it's a lava nitiklase or because it's considered to be an iser ase and not a traditional lava. Frek Gemara from iboyle likrabu abutriki. Don't we need this pasuk to tell us a totally different din altogether? What's the other din? The din of Rabbi Abturiki. He asks the steer, Rami, Ksib, Shedin Pasik, Vayishivas Yom Tachas Imoi, the first 7 days, don't even think about bringing this baby for a carbon. It's got to be with its mommy for 7 days. Izach Mashma, that as soon as the 7 days are over, Herif Shemesh, Shkiya Sechama, Tzei Zekachom, Halai Lechazit, Mashma already at night, you could already bring it for a carbon. Uksib, but the pasuk continues on. Miyoy mashmini v'hala yerotze the carbon isha l'Hashem. It's mashma only miyoy mashmini v'hala in laila loy. So this laila, which is in between, is kind of a no man's land, a bein hashmashes. It's no longer day number 7, so you're allowed to bring it for a carbon. However, it's not day number 8, so you cannot bring it yet for a carbon. So how do you fa'em for the two parts of the pasuk? Everything more akeitz laila l'kedusha yoyim l'hartza. The Gemara knew that you cannot go physically bring a korban at night. The Beis Hamikdash doesn't accept korbanos at night. We have a pasuk, b'yoyim zivchachem, yoyocha's got to be b'yoyim. You can't go and, or b'yoyim zivchay. You can't go and bring a korban at night. In fact, the doors to the Beis Hamikdash are closed at night. The only thing you can do at night is hektach halavim veivarim. You can go and eat the korbanos at night, but you can't go and do avodah at night. Ah, so zok the Gemara, but there's another etzah. You have this baby that was born 7 days ago, and every single day you're saying to yourself, I'd love to bring this for a carbon, I want to bring a carbon. But you can't. It's Mechusas Man. As soon as 7 days are over, says the Pasuk, you can now be makdish it for a carbon and say, this is a carbon lasha. Prior to that, you're not supposed to go and do something like that. Why not? What's so terrible about just being makdish it? So that's a Rashi here on Peyom at Bay, the final Rashi, that says that anything which is possible for a carbon, if you try to do anything vis-a-vis bring the carbon, you're over 5 isurim. If you look at 4 lines before the end of the Rashi on Pei Omid Beis, Oy Mishim Chamisha Shemois Mishim Baal Takdishu. Oh, just being Makdish, something which is a Balmum or Mechusar Zman, you're over already on the Isur Baal Takdishu. And then you're over on when you shecht it, Baal Tishkatu, when you do the Zrikas Adam, Baal Tizriku, etc. Ah, so therefore I would have thought that night after the 7 days, it's still Mechusar's man, and if you're Makdashit, you're Oiver, says the Pasuk, no. As soon as the 7 days are over, now it's Laila time, you can be Makdashit for a carbon. Obviously you can't bring a carbon now. The next morning, then it will be Miyar Mishmin of Ahala Yeratza Lahartza'a. You'll bring the carbon the next day. Oh, so therefore, Kunt Rabbi Abturiki, I need the two halves of the pasuk, not to tell you about a lava nitik lase, not to go and tell you that it's an isra saying there's no malchus. I need to go and tell you you can be makdish a carbon tonight, even though you can only bring it the next day. Says Yomar, you have a good point, but I have a virtually identical pasuk, siv kro achrina. What is the other pasuk? Kintase l'sholcha litzaynecha. Where is that pasuk? The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Kintasa l'shorcha l'tzeinecha." If you have the Torah or Hashalim, "Shivas yomim yiyaim imoy." You got a brand new baby animal. 7 days stay with a mommy, but yom hashmini titnali. On the 8th day, you can go bring it for a carbon. Ah, so therefore, the Gemara is telling us this. Rabbi Abturiki can learn his drasha from that second pasuk. He doesn't have to learn it from the first pasuk. And then from that second pasuk, what do we learn? Shivas yam yam imoy, 7 days stay with a mommy. Don't bring it for a carbon. But as soon as the day is over, when it's already after the 7th day, you can go mimakdish it for a carbon. When are you going to bring it for a carbon? That's the next day. Ah, so Rabbi Abturiki already has his psukim to take care of his drasha. So what do we use? Our pasuk. They're going to tell you either din of lava nitiklase or the israse, like Reb Zeira said before. So with that, we've concluded that shtickle, and we move on to the next shtickle. This Rav Amnuna that we're saying now is identical to the Reb Oishia that we had already yesterday. What did Rabbi Yishia say yesterday? What is Rabbi Nuna telling us today? That the halachas that we learned in our Mishnah, the gavi the din of oisa v'yes benoi by kodshim, and you remember we had all different types of variations. Both of them bachutz, or both of them bafnim, or one bachutz and one bifnim, or one was chulin and one was kodshim, etc. Amar Rabbi Nuna ima hoyer Rabbi Shimon ein oisa v'yes benoi noyeg be kodshim. Why not? My time. Keep the Amar Rabbi Shimon shchita she'en ruya. Lo yishmo shchita. Shchita's kodshim. Na mi shchita she'en ruya hi. What is this all about? We're going to have on the Umid Beis in another few minutes in Mi'erza Hashem that if you had a two shchitas, first of the mommy animal and then after of the child of that mommy, but the first one was an defective shchita for one reason or another. For instance, the Mishnah, we'll see this, Mishnah, if you want to turn quickly to the Amid Beis. What happens if you shecht an animal with him to treifa? Uyayoy! Avada, the shchita helped to metire midei nevela, but it doesn't, it's not matter to eat from the shchita. And the same thing if you shecht for avodah zarah, or you shecht for eschatos, shor haniskol, egla rufa. You did a perfect shchita, everybody was looking in amazement. Wow, what a shchita! But since that shchita does not permit you to eat from that animal, because it's a avodah zarah, or it's a paraduma, shor haniskol, whatever, we'll see Mitchum on the Amud Beis shortly, that is considered to be, according to Reb Shimon, a shchita she'ein re'uya, v'lav shmo shchita. So what does it have to do with oisei v'yes benoi? Because the pasuk says, v'shor v'set, v'shor oisei, oisei v'yes benoi, loy sishchetu b'yoyim echad. And therefore the Gemara darshins, it's got to be a shchita of the first one, to not allow you to go and shech the second one. So for instance, if you took an animal, and instead of shechting it, you clobbered it, you took a bat and you hit it over the head of the animal, then that's not a shechita. So then when you shech the baby animal on that same day, you're not over on Oisves Benoi because you didn't do a sishchatu. Sishchatu is a Lashon Rabim. Both of them had to be a shechita. Says Reb Shimon, says Reb Hamnuna Alibed Reb Shimon, the first shechita by Kodshim was not Matir Bachila. What do you mean it's not Matir Bachila? Every time you eat Kodesh, whether you're eating a Korm Chattas or an Oshem or a Shlomim, I'm bad, it's Matir Bachila. Yeah, you're a boy, say. It's only after the Zerika that you can go and eat from this carbon. If you had a perfect Shechita without a Zerika, you can't eat. So therefore, the Shechita is considered to be somewhat defective or inferior, even though Legabe, the Kabbonis, you have to do it the way. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to do. And the Shechita, you have to make sure it's got to be a perfect Shechita. And if you have a bad Machsheves Pigel, then that ruins the carbon. 100% right. But nevertheless, Rav Amnuna says, according to Reb Shimon, since that first shechita is not matir ba'achila, it's a shechita she'en re'uya, and when you bring now the second korban, you don't have the iser of oisei v'yes benoi, of getting malchus, because the first shechita wasn't a shechita. That's the chiddush of Rav Amnuna. Mosiv Rava. So Rava asks Akashif in the following brisa. Oisei v'yes benoi kodshim bachutz. We're talking about oisei v'yes benoi, and specifically two animals that you brought bachutz, meaning both the mommy animal and the child of that mommy animal. You're bringing them both bachutz outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you have a problem of shchutz echutz. What is Reb Shimon Omer? Reb Shimon Omer, sheini b'loy sesei. L'choira, I should say that you have two times kodshim bachutz. Each one of them, there should be an iser kareis. Right, isha sheyishchat mechutz amachane vel pesach oil moed liyadiyoi v'nichras ishahu. There should be a din of karis. Says Reb Shimon, the sheni, there's no din of karis. There's only a din of a lav. Now, what's the reason why there's only a lav? Now, this lav, Reb Shimon is not referring to the iser of oisei v'yes benoi, but rather the lav that he's referring to is the iser of shchutei chutz. Well, what do you mean the iser of shchutei chutz? Because since it says in the pasuk, vel pesach oil moed liyadiyoi, you're only over on shchutei chutz if this carbon was ra'uy to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. So for the first carbon of these two, it was ra'uy to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore you're over on shchutei chutz. No problem. No question. And therefore for that you get karis. However, points out Rashi, since the child of that first carbon is not ro'i to be brought today inside the Beis HaMikdash, because today, since it's not ro'i to be brought today, you're not over on the V'al Pesach Oil Moyed, and therefore you don't have the din of Kares, but nevertheless you have a din of a lav, you still are over. What lav are you over? You just told me now it's not ro'i la V'al Pesach Oil Moyed. Says Rashi, in Masechta Zvachim it says, and that pasuk tells you that you're not allowed to do shchut echutz. But there, it doesn't use the expression benichras. It just says, don't do like we're doing today when there is no mishkan and you're just shechting anywhere and everywhere. Once it happens to be vosim al menucha ve'al anachla, where you have the Mishkan in Shiloh and you have the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, then you're not allowed to go and do K'chol Asher Nachnu Oisim Poi Hayoyim. So you're over on an Isalav, but there's no Isser of Kares. That's the Chiddush of this Brisa. You have Kach Mechutz, Mami and Child, Reb Shimon Oimer, the first one about you get Kares, but the second one, Sheini Beloy says that there's only an Isalav. Why? Shei Reb Shimon Oimer, Ko Haroi Lovili Achar Zman, anything which you can go and bring afterwards, in other words, not today. For instance, if it's a carbon like we're talking about, an oisvi espanoi, you can't bring it today, but you can bring it tomorrow. Or in the case of the 7-day-old child, you can't bring it now. You can bring it tomorrow on day number 8. So in all of those cases, harihu beloi sasa, the ein by kares, only a lab and no kares. The chum oimim, kol she ein by kares, ein a beloi sasa. The chum say, it goes hand in hand. If it's shchut echutz, there's kares. If there's no shchut echutz, there's gunisht. There's no such thing that this is kind of a pshara in between. Okay, no kares, but you give a lot. No. If it's bona fide shchut echutz, kares. It's not shchut echutz. Why is it not shchut echutz? Because the carbon is not roi lehevioi el toich beis hamikdash, not shchut echutz, no lav, gunisht. So this is the braisa now. Now what's the kasha that Rav is asking? Rav is asking kasha and Rav Amnuna. The kasha lav. If you're going to go and tell me that kochim b'chutz is not considered to be a shchita haru'uya, why isn't it a shchita haru'uya? Because you can't go and eat. It's kochim b'chutz. This is a person, it's not only a psulyoitze, it wasn't even inside the Beis HaMikdash before you took it out of the Beis HaMikdash. You shechted it b'chutz. You're not allowed to eat from that. So that being the case, Zok Tiyumara, Sheni, why is the Sheni Beloises? Kama Mixel Kotal. The first carbon, he didn't go and shech the carbon. He killed the carbon. In other words, like hitting it over the head with a baseball bat, and he killed it. Why? Because it's not a proper way of bringing a carbon. Proper way of bringing a carbon, you do it bifnim, and not bachutz. So therefore, it's not a shechita. It is a shechita, of course, for purpose of shchut echutz, because otherwise you'd never have a din of shchut echutz. Every shchut echutz means you're shechting it outside the Beis Mikdash. But for oisav yesbenoi purposes, says Yimara, that's not a proper shchita, and that's Reb Shimon and the Omid Beis that we just said in the name of Rav Hamnuna b'shem Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon hold the shchita she'en eruya lav shmo shchita. This is a shchita she'en eruya, because you're not supposed to go and shecht outside. So why do you say about the sheni that only has a din of a lav? Now the sheni mekabel b'fnim hu. You could bring the second one in the Beis Mikdash after all. Why did we say there's no kares? Because you cannot be mekayim. Says in the pasuk v'el Pesach oil moyed lo yehevioi lehakrav korban l'Hashem. That means I could have, would have, should have brought this korban b'fnim, and I didn't. So the Gemara said until now, once you shechted the mami, then you're not allowed to bring the second one el Pesach. You're not allowed to shecht it b'chlal today. It's a mechusar zman. But since we're saying, according to Rav Amnuna, according to Reb Shimon, that first carbon was never gishachten because it was a shchita she'ein eruya. No, if it's a shchita she'ein eruya, then the second animal you could shech today because you're not doing a loisishka to be a mecha. The first one you didn't do a shchita. No, zoi bazoi, it's meskabel b'fnim. If it's meskabel b'fnim, karis nami lechayiv. Why does Reb Shimon say you only do, you only get Kolaroy, what's the lashon? There's only beloy sasa, the ein bei kares. It should be a full-fledged kares because he's doing shchut echutz on the second animal, which was roi lavioi bifnim. Because of this kasha, we're going to have to amend the brisa somewhat. And how are we going to amend the brisa? Kodshim shneim b'chut. Start again the same way. He brought two kodshim b'chut the same day. The rabbanon rishon onish kares. First one gets kares, shchutei chutz. The sheni is posel. Posel means you cannot go and bring it for a korban because it's oisiv yes, but no, you can't bring it b'yoyim echad. So it's posel to bring for a korban. So if you shechted it b'chutz, your potter out the din of shchutei chutz. Rashi points out, you would be chayiv on the isser of oisiv yes, but no, for sure. But this brisa that Rav is now reinterpreting is not talking about oisiv yes, but no, Lavin, in terms of getting Malkis. We're only referring to whether or not this Kores or Malkis by the Shchutei Chutz. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Rishon is Onish Kores because you shechted a Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, as far as shechting the second one outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible, but you're potter al Shchutei Chutz. Why? Because it wasn't Ro'i Lehevi'oi El Toich HaBeis HaMikdash for the reason that it is Mechusar's man. You have to wait until tomorrow. You brought it today. Pasul upat. What do you part it from? Ilav the Shkutichut. Le Reb Shimon. Oh, this is where the major emendation is taking place. The Chsuri Machsra. Le Reb Shimon. Shneim Anushim Koreis. Ein Achanami. According to Rav Amnuna, we have to change the Loshon HaBraisa. Not that the first one is Koreis and the second one is only an Isser Lav Loi Sesa, like we quoted Reb Shimon before. No, no. The Sheni is Nishka Loi Sesa. The Shneim, the second one, is also Onish Kares. Why is he Onish Kares? Because if you hold like Rav Amnuna, in understanding Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon holds that anytime you have a Shchuta She'en Ru'uya, Lav Shema Shchita, the first Shchita with a Shchuta She'en Ru'uya, you cannot eat this carbon with Shchutei Chutz. So by definition, you could have brought the second carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't. So you have another Isser, Shchutei Chutz, and therefore twice Kares. That's when you have both carbonas happen to be Shchutei Chutz. Now, what happens if you brought two carbonas? Echad b'chutz, the first one, Oy v'shchutei chutz, v'echem evnim, and the second one you're bringing inside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the story now? L'rabbonon rishon onish Kares. The first one you gave kares for, shchutei chutz. The sheni, the second one, posel upatur. The second one is posel upatur. What does that mean, posel upatur? It's posel because since you already shechted one that day, you want to bring the second one bifnim. It's not roi lehavioi el toich beis hamigdash. Why not? Because of oisiv yes b'noi. So since when he did bring it in the second time, it was not roi to be brought in, sheni is possible. But he's potter. What is he potter from? Again explains Rashi. He's potter from the iser of shchutei chutz. He's not potter from the din of oisiv yes b'noi. Because this price is not telling us oisiv yes b'noi, we're only focusing on shchutei chutz. But then the obvious question is, then of course he's potter on getting Kares on the second carbon. Because the second one he didn't do it b'chutz. The second one he did b'fnim. He did it b'fnim. You don't get a iser of shchutei chutz when you shech the carbon b'fnim. So says Rashi, you're absolutely right. These words are unnecessary. But yes, the Mishnah wants to be totally inclusive. The first one which you did was terrible. You shechted it b'chutz. You deserve to get kares. Second one you don't get kares because you did it b'fnim. So everything is wonderful. See, if you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi's halfway down the Amud. Echad b'chutz, halfway down. Echad b'chutz, tchila. First one was b'chutz. B'yakach, echad b'fnim. So the guy that he did b'chutz, of course, he gets shchutei chutz, he gets onish kares. Sheni posel upatur mikares. U'balav do'iz v'esbenoi le'mayri hasem. And we're not talking about that. The price is not referring to that. The guy is shchutei chutz koi. U'may potur. So what does potur mean? Potur li'instrich. Why? Because he did it b'fnim. When you do b'fnim, of course, there's no shchutei chutz. If you eat matzah during the year, or if you eat chometz during the year, you know, oh, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't over in the Isra chometz, he doesn't have a din of kares. Of course, because you're allowed to eat chometz throughout the year. So you're allowed to go and shecht b'fnim, it's not shchutei chutz. V'aypotel le'israch, I did the tana rishon l'chayim, tana sheni is potel. Okay, so that's very good. Now let's go to Reb Shimon. What's the Reb Shimon? Yes, Reb Shimon, sheni kosher. Why is the second one kosher? Because since we're talking about Leitav Amnuna, that the first carbon was not Ro'i, it's not a Shechita Ru'uya. Why is it Shechita Shein Ru'uya? Because he shechted it Pachutz. So the first one you're going to go, Rashi says, Kama Miktal Kotle. The first one, it's as if you didn't shecht it, it's as if you smothered it, as if you killed it with a baseball bat. Why do we say it's as if you killed it with a baseball bat? Because of the fact that it was Shechut Echut. So it's a Shechut Shein Ru'uya. So for purposes of Oisei V'Espanoi, L'Sishchutu B'yei Mechad, I didn't do a Shechita Ru'uya on the first one. So therefore, Zok Yeretz Reb Shemin, Sheini, the Rishon he doesn't even talk about, Chavada, that's an Isser Shechut Echut, because he did it Bachut, but the second one, that was Bifnim, Sheini is kosher. It's a kosher carbon. Why is it kosher carbon? Because he's bringing it Bifnim. Yeah, but it was a Mechusis Man. He should have waited till the next day. He didn't have to wait till the next day. He didn't shech the first one. What do you mean he didn't shech the first one? I saw him shechting it. But the Shechita Sheiner Uya Lav Shmo Shechita, it's as if I went and just killed it. So now I don't have a Li Sishchatu B'yay Mechad. I'm allowed to go and shech the second animal. And I shech the Bifnim. Sheini kosher. The behem is kosher. The carbon is kosher. Everything is fine. Let's go on to the next case of the Braisa. Echad Bifnim V'Echad B'chutz. Again, we're talking about two Kodeshim. And the first one, he brought it Bifnim, properly, Gvaldik. And when he did B'chutz. So the Rabbanon Rishon Kosher U'Potter. Again, this is Dvorim Pshutim. V'shteitzech, if you bring a carbon Bifnim, there's nothing wrong with it. No bother. Rishon Kosher U'Potter. Potter means he's Potter from Shkut Echut. He's also Potter Vayis Benoi. Nothing to be chai for. He did a great job. We should give him a standing ovation. He did a beautiful job at carbon Bifnim. Now we get to the Sheini, to the second carbon. And what did he do with that? He shechted that Bachut. You're not going to go and shecht it Bachut. And, however, it wasn't Roy Lavioi El Toich Beis HaMikdash because the Rishon was already kosher. So on the second one, we cannot go and give him Karis anymore because this was not a proper Shechita. Why wasn't the proper Shechita? When do you get Karis? Only if El Pesach Oil Moyoid. I couldn't bring this El Toich Beis HaMikdash because of the fact today it's Mechusar's man. I already shechted one carbon inside. Everybody gave him a standing ovation. I cannot go and bring another carbon today because it's Mechusar's man. Therefore, when I go and shecht the Bachutz, I do not get Kores. Sheini Pasul U'Potter from Kores. Rashi says again, like he said a moment ago, Avadi is going to be over on the Isser of Oisvi Espanoi, and on that he's going to get Malkis. We're only focusing on Shchut Echutz. First one was Kosher, because it was Bifnim. Second one is not, he's not over in Shchut Echutz because of the fact it was not Roy, Levi, Al Toich, Beis HaMikdash, and your pot. Reb Shimon, however, Sheini Beloi says, say, again, the first one was Bifnim, so that's not a problem. That's a Kusher Karm. But number two, says Reb Shimon, oh, you did Shchut Echutz. But this was not Roy Lahaviyoi El Toich Beis HaMikdash. Since it's not Roy, there's no din of Kares. But there is a din of a Lav. What's the din of the Lav? That was the shtickel that we had at the top of the Omid that Reb Shimon says that since it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisas and Kechol Asher Anachnu Oysim Poi Hayoim Ish Kali Yosha Be'enav, that you have to go and bring your Kabbanis when the time will come. Menucha is referring to Mishkan Shiloi. Nachla is referring to the Nachla's Beis Eloman, that's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Then there's a din of Shechut Echut. But there it doesn't say anything about Kores. There it just says Leisas, and you're not allowed to go and check outside the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash when they are built. So Kores is Nishdo. Why isn't Kores Nishdo? Because it's not Roy Lahavi El Toich Beis HaMikdash. It's not Miskalb Bifnim. But you over this loisas of the loisas. So this is what we had, Reb Shimon, at the outset. Now, Freitoch Yetz the Gemara. V'isol Kedaitach, if you're going to learn like Rav Hamnuna, that ain oisiv yes benoi noyig bekodshim. There's no such concept of oisiv yes benoi going and having an isser of oisiv yes benoi and therefore having the isser by kodshim. Why is there no oisiv yes benoi bekodshim? Remember, this is Rav Hamnuna, which was like Rav Oishi of yesterday, because when you shechted the first carbon, let's say the mami, the shechit itself was a shechita she'ein ra'uya. You were not allowed to eat based on that shechita. Why couldn't you go and eat on that shechita? Because you had to wait for the zrika saddam. Only after the zrika can you go and eat. So therefore the shechita was a shechita she'ein ra'uya. That being the case, for Eitimura, if you take a hold like Rav Hamnuna, that the shechita she'en re'uya is lav mosh lav shma shechita for these purposes. So ibazoi, even though he already shechted one bifnim, and they gave him a standing ovation for doing a wonderful, beautiful carbon, but that shechita was not a shechita re'uya, because you could not eat based on that shechita, you had to only eat based on the tzrika. If that's the case, then when you shechted the second one b'chutz, it was ro'ui lehavioi el teich beis hamikdash. Why did we say until now it was not ro'ui? Because of the fact that it's a mechusas man. What's a mechusas man? Ois v'yes b'nai b'yem echad. What's b'yem echad? Already shechted the first one. And the first one was a kosher carbon. It was a great shechita. So I can't shecht the second one. No, according to Rav Amnuna, the first one, even though it was a perfect carbon, it was not a good shechita for oisei v'es v'noi purposes, because it wasn't material for achila purposes. Ah, so it's a shechita in a ruya. So it's as if there was no shechita whatsoever. There's no shechita whatsoever. Then you could have brought the second carbon in the base of Migdash. So why are we talking about that sheni's beloy sesa? You should go and get chas v'sholem kares. Biso kadai techein ois v'espanoi noig v'kodshim. Sheni, why is beloy sesa? V'suloi, kares nami l'chayev. You should even have an iser kares, an oinish of kares. And therefore, Rava says, you know what? Brand new pshat. El omer Rava. Hachi ka omer Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna does not subscribe to what Raboishi said yesterday, that there's no oisi v'yes benoi by kodshim. He also holds as a din of oisi v'yes benoi, but rather ein malkus oisi v'yes benoi noi by kodshim. Why is there no malkus by oisi v'yes benoi? So now there are two pshatim in Rashi, but we'll learn according to our Gemara's Girsa. Given the Kamadol Izorik Dam, Loi Mishteri Basar, at the time of the Shechitas HaKorban, the Zrika had not taken place yet. Of course, you couldn't do a Zrika before they do the Shechita. You can only do a Zrika of Dam with the Dam of the Shechita. So, if there's no Shechita yet, of course, you can't do Zrika. But what I mean to say is, until the Zrika takes place, Loi Mishteri Basar, at the time of the Shechita, if somebody were to tell you, I'd like to go and take a piece and go and eat it now, you cannot, because the Heter Achila only takes place after the Zrika. So in that sense, the Shechita is a Shechita She'ein Re'uya, like we've been saying until now. Says Gemara, okay, so what's the issue? The issue is, what happens now? I'm going to go and bring that second behemoth now for a carbon. And when I'm about to bring the second behemoth for a carbon, people are going and screaming, hey, ois v'yes v'noi, the Shechita V'yam Echad. I hold like Reb Shimon, Shechita She'en Aruya. We just said now, this Rav Amnuna does not subscribe to Rav Oishi of yesterday, and it was a Shechita Ruya after all. No, so Ibazoi, let's go and give Hasra when he's going to shecht the second animal, and he's going to shecht it, l'shem a carbon. Why don't we go and tell you, don't shecht, you're going to be over on Ois V'yes V'noi B'yayim Echad. So Timura, the inner de koshachit, I don't know when they shechted the second animal, whether there's going to be a zrikas hadam post that shechita. Presumably there will be, but at the time of the shechita, I don't know if there'll be a zrikas hadam. For instance, you could have mezidim that are not going to bring it, or it could be pushit that the blood spilled out on the floor, it was never niskabel into a mizrak, and therefore you'll never be able to eat from that shechita of that carbon. So I don't know, will you be able to eat eventually? Will you not be able to eat eventually? If you want to give asra, hey mister, don't go and shecht now, because you're going to shecht, you're going to be ois v'yes benoi, maybe I'm not going to do a zrika. If I'm not going to do a zrika, then the shechita will not be a shechita ru'uya le'echol, and therefore I'm not going to be oiv in the ois v'yes benoi. Is the chasra asavik? And so that's why Rava now amends, not that Rav Amnuna said there is no oisiv yesbenoi, about it there is oisiv yesbenoi by kachim, but ain malkis oisiv yesbenoi noig by kachim, because the second animal that you're going to shecht l'shem kachim at the time of the shechita, I don't know whether it's going to be a shechita haru'uya le'echol, because I don't know if there's going to be a zrika post that shechita, since I don't know any hasra that you're going to go and give now, be hasra safik. This man yama holder, no no holds hasra safik. Lav shmo hasra.
But it happens after the zrika. So post facto, the zrika made the shechita and a shechita lawyer.
Correct.
Then it would be. I mean, if the fact pattern is that the shechita of the beno happens after the zrika, so that shechita was pending. It was pending whether it was
given. You can't give the straws.
No, you can't. After the zrika, so the first animal is a kosher shechita, and then there's hasra, the second animal.
No. You got to stop right over there. Rashi says that by the first animal, he did not start even thinking about shechting the second animal until after the shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hailocha, and the Zrika. So the first shechita is fully baked. That was beautiful. And that shechita now is matir bachila because of the Zrika. And it goes to Mafreya, as you're saying. That shechita was perfect. No problem. Now we're about to go and engage a shoychet to go and shech the second animal. So we're going to tell him, hey, mister, we already shechted the first one, and that was a shechita horouya, because it was a shechita plus a zrika. Don't shech the second animal. And he goes ahead and he shechs it anyway. Says Rava, alibid rabam nuna, we cannot go and give this person malchus for shechting the second animal. Why not? Because at the time of the shechita, I didn't know whether or not he was going to do a zrika. Presumably he would. But maybe he wouldn't. Maybe they couldn't do Ezrika because the blood spilled out. So I don't know for sure that he's going to have a fully baked shechita, including Ezrika. So it's Hasra Sofik, Lav Shmo Hasra. So Barry, the Hasra Sofik is not because the first shechita, I don't know whether or not there'll be Ezrika. We're talking about the shechita, and the Ezrika already took place. That's already behind us. Now the question is on the second shechita. Is that second shechita going to be followed up with the zrika or not? That's why it's a straw something. Good. Zok, if you want to just take a quick look at the last Rashi on the Omid, Chayiv dasros vadahi shekvar nizrik domi shel rishoin. The zrika's dam on the first one already took place. So that's what we're talking about over here. There was already a zrika on the first one. The hasra something is on the second one. Zok, you want to bite? Over the time of the Omarova. He chulin ubino shlomim. Rabbi gives the following example. We have two behemoths. One of them he designated for chulin, one for shlomim. Okay. Shochet chulin v'yakach shochet shlomim. What happens if he shechted the chulin first? And after that to shlomim, he's potur on oisiv yes benoi. Why is he potur oisiv yes benoi? The first one was a good shechita. Shechita's chulin, right? You don't have to worry about and he's rika sadam or anything, regular shechita shchum. So that was avada good to shechita. V'yakach shochet shlomim. And after that, he shechted a shlomim. Why is he potter? Because we're assuming he did it b'fnim. No b'chutz problems. It was b'fnim. The reason why he's potter, because it was not ro'i to be brought for a karban today. Why? It's a mechusis man. Why is mechusis man? Ois v'esbenoi in the same day. So therefore, that shechita was a shechita she'ena ru'uya. He had no business going and shechting it. So he's potter. Shlom v'yakach chulin. What happens the other way around? He first shechted the shlomin, and then after that the chulin. Then he's chayev. Why is he chayev? Because what's the difference between the first case, the chulin v'yakach shochet shlomin, and the shlom v'yakach chulin? In both cases, he shechted the both together on the same day. Because in the first case, after he shechted the chulin, when he's about to embark on shechting the shlomim, and we give him hasra, Reb Yid, don't even think about shechting it. It's oisiv yes benoi. It's only hasra sofik. Why is it only hasra sofik? Because I don't know if we're going to follow up that shechita with a zrika. And the shechita itself doesn't accomplish anything. Since I don't know whether there'll be a zrika later on, it's hasra sofik, lav shmo hasra, he's part. On the other hand, if we did a shlomim first, so that was all done perfectly, beautifully, with Ezrika Saddam. V'yakach chulin, and now we're getting to the chulin, and we tell him, don't go and check the chulin, ois v'yes benoi. Then it'll be chayiv, because if it's chulin, you don't have to wait for an Ezrika Saddam. As soon as you shecht it, you're over, that's why you're chayiv. So this is Rava Litame L'shitosoi. That's why there's a fundamental difference between chulin u'uba, shochet chulin v'yakach shochet shlomim, and shlom v'yakach chulin. And in a similar vein, the Yomer Rava, instead of talking about a shlomim, let's talk about a chulim et an oyla. Now, why is oyla going to be different than shlomim? Because oyla, of course, we do not eat from the oyla. The mizbeach eats from the oyla. Now there'll be a short discussion in the Gemara where that's considered to be a shechita, which is matir ba'achila. It's not matir ba'achilas odom, but of course it's matir la'achilas ha-mizbeach. And that's going to be a machloikis, as you'll see in the Gemara momentarily. If you have now two animals, mommy and child, and he designates one for chulin and one for an oila. Not only when the first one is chulin, the second one is oila. Why is he potter on the second one? Because I don't know whether the shechita is going to be followed up with his rika or not. So I'm going to give masra. Don't go and shecht. Mister, I might not do his rika. You're right. It's asra. Safik lav shmo asra depot. So not only chulin v'yakach shachet oila, but even on the amud base. Elafil shachet oila v'yakach shachet chulin. That he went and shechted the oila first. And that was done perfectly. Mitas rika sadam. That's behind us. See the top Rashi. Barry, to address your question, for the shachar oil of an Israq dhamma. That was done. That was perfect. So I have a real shchita. V'yakach shachar chulin, now he shechs the chulin, he's also potter. Now why would you be potter on shechting the chulin? There's no zrikas adam involved. Avad, he should be chayiv, oisves benoi, b'yemachar, both good kosher shchitas. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Because shchita kamaisa, lav shchita bas achilahi. That first shchita did not allow you to eat from the carbon. Why didn't it allow you to eat from the carbon? Because it goes on the mizbeach. It's an oila. Since the shechita she'ein ra'uya, it doesn't allow you to eat. That's why, according to Reb Shimon, says Rava, you'd be potter on the ois v'espanoi because the first shechita was a defective shechita that didn't allow you for achila. And then Rav Yaakov and Rav Yochanan said, no, I respectfully disagree. That shechita was poifik la'achila. Not la'achila's Adam, but achila's mizbeach shmo achila. How do I know my time in the Amakra? Vim hei ochel ye ochel mibzar zavach shlomov. B'shte achila's akos medaber. Echad achila's Adam yer achila's mizbeach. That pasuk, of course, is talking about Hilchos Pigel, as we've learned in the past, but that's not the focus of our Gemara now. Our focus of the Gemara is that since Achilas Mizbeach is also called an Achila, so if he went and shechted the Oila first, and then shechted the Chulin, what did Rava say? He's going to be potter on the second Shechita. Why? Because the first Shechita was a Shechita She'ein Ru'uya Loit Reb Shimon, because it was not Mater Ba'achila, says Rabbi Yochanan, nein! It was matter b'achila, not achilas adam, but achilas mizbeach. So we have a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan under those circumstances where the first one was oila and the second one was chulin, whether or not you be oiver according to Reb Shimon on the din of shechita or of the ois of the espanai.
If it were shlomim, that's why. That's why I said oila.
Because shlomim bavada, it's matter l'achila, and we're talking about nuchdas rika sedam. Right, when the first one was a shlomim, after the zrika sedam, poifik shchita hamater ba'achila, not the shchita alone, the shchita together with the zrika, as what? As we discussed earlier. But here by the oila, even though it was my perfect zrika, you can't eat from it. If you can't eat from it, it's a shchita she'ena ru'uya, according to Reb Shimon, according to Rava. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, it was a shchita haru'uya in every respect, even though you and I can't eat from it. The Marochadach Mizbeach is eating very nicely from it.
When Rav Hamnuna said earlier, Ahmed Aleph said, Ayarub Shimon, ain't also his benot, no intention.
Correct.
So that's not really. We've gone away from that.
It's nuanced. That's exactly. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
But that's not so what we're learning now. Because that Rav Hamnuna is talking about a kosher shechita and everything was great. No, it doesn't have a shem shechita. Why doesn't it have a shem shechita? Because it was no zrika. Shechita on its own is not matter. Mor said, no. Avada, the shechita is a good shechita and everything is great. In the case of an oila, a shechita's oila is not matter bachila even with 100 zrikas. Why? Because nobody eats from it. You can't eat it. I can't eat it. So it's not a shechita hamateres ba'achila, shechita shein ru'uya. So Rabbi Yochanan, do we only count b'nei Adam? What about the mizbeach? That's also achila. So that's the machloikis here. On to the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah is going to give us clear examples of the shechita shein ru'uya. Again, shechita shein ru'uya doesn't mean that the shechita was an inferior shechita. The shechita was perfect. In fact, it went viral, and millions of people throughout the world are learning Hilchot Shechita from the Shechita. It's beautiful Shechita. The problem was, says the Mishnah, Shechich v'nim tzitzreifa. Since it's treif, it's not matir b'achila. Yes, but teheris midei nevela. But if it's not matir b'achila, it doesn't have a shame, Shechita. Same thing, Shechich l'avodah zarah. You shechit an animal for avodah zarah. So this avodah zarah, of course, not only is it also b'achila, it's also b'hanah. It's a chashtik avodah zarah. And therefore, it's not mutter b'achila, it's a shechita she'en ruya, lav shmo shechita. Ha, shechit poris chatas. Now, here there's nothing wrong in his kavanas. But because of the fact that this is set aside specifically for parah aduma, that we're going to go and burn it and take the ash and mix it with water, it was never intended la'achila. So even though it's ro'ui la'achila, so to speak, but nevertheless, it's not intended for achila, and it's shechita she'en ruya for these purposes, no din of ois ves benoy. So if you went and shechted a paras chatos in the morning, and then it has a child, which is or is not red, makes no difference, and then you decide to go and shechta the same day, couldn't trip shim in your potter. Why? Because the first shechita was shechita she'en ruya la'achila. But you'll see that Rabbanan disagree, we'll see in a moment. Same thing applies to shor hanisko. Shor hanisko means you have a shor that, for instance, Chas v'Shalom killed an individual, where the Torah says about the shor, a shor yisokel, you got to go and kill the shor. And then the Pasuk says after that, Ubal hashor noki. The Baal hashor is noki. And the Gemara says, what means Baal hashor noki? Noki min achosav ve'ein loy behem hanoa shel klum. The Gemara learns from that, what happens if the Bezdin already paskin, that this is a shor that has to be sokol, it has to be executed through skila. And then the Baalim, quickly thinking that they're going to outsmart the Bezdin, they schlep the shor away, and they go and shecht it, feeling, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're not going to lose our money on this because we'll be able to go and sell the meat. The answer is no. Baal Hashor Noki, Noki Yoitza Noki Menachosav, the Inlay Banoa Shal Klum, you're not allowed to have Ano from Shor HaNiskol, even though the Shechita was done perfectly and there was no Skila, it's Osir Bachila Bano. So again, it's a Shechita Shein Ruya. Same thing as Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, even though we think of the Egla Rufa only becoming Osir after it goes into the Nachal, and all the after you go and do the arifa se'egla banochal, arifa is the decapitation. However, we learn elsewhere that the loch of egla rufa is already neser michayim. Just for hiridu se'egla banochal, just the hirod alone, you're taking it down into the nachal. From that point on, it becomes osir ba'achila ubihano'a, even meichayim. So even were you to go and shecht it subsequently, you're not allowed to eat from it. It's osbana, it's shechita she'ener uya lav shmo shechita, and that's why in all of these cases, Reb Shimon poiter from the iser of oisiv yes benoi, because you didn't shecht it, you just killed the animal. No oisiv yes benoi. V'chom mechay v'chom say, I disagree with you. Shechita is that you shechted it perfectly. The fact that you have other considerations, that it turns out that it was a treifa, it turns out it was a vaydazara, paraduma, I don't care. As long as you shechted, shechita is shechita is shechita. Now, if you shecht the baby or the child, then you got a problem. But even the Chacham agree that if there was a problem with the shechita was not kosher. As he's shechting it, unfortunately, he made a bubul. How did he make a bubul? The mashal, he did a shehiya. Or he shechted it too high or too low, and he made hagroma. Any one of the psulim in shechita. So now it's not a shechita, it's a nevela. Noichem means he didn't even try to do a shechita. Noichem means anachira. He took the animal and he took a large sakin or a meat cleaver and cut it in half. Or ma'aker, if he's ma'aker the simonim. Any one of these cases is part of mishem ois v'espenoi, even according to the chamim, because it was not a bona fide kosher shechita. Therefore, potter according to everybody. Zoktimar, I'm Reb Shimon Lakish. Reb Shimon Lakish is focusing on the Rabbanan, not on Reb Shimon. We want to give the Rabbanan equal time. We've given Reb Shimon such a lengthy discussion yesterday and today. We go on to the Rabbanan. So what did the Reb Shimon Lakish say according to Rabbanan? That the Rabbanan said, L'moshel, by shechting avoid zara, you're chayiv an oisa v'yes benoi. Now remember, avoid zara means he shechted one of the two for avoid zara. Say the Chachamim, even though he shechted also the other one, the mommy and the baby, which whatever order you want, what's the din? Said in the Mishnah, Mechayvim. Says Reb Shimon Belokish, it depends. Lo yishon al sheshachet rishon avodah zarah v'sheni l'shulchanai. The first one was for avodah zarah, and the second was l'shulchanai, means to go and eat. In that case, zog nechachamim, you're chayiv on the iser of oisei v'yas benoi. Avodishon l'shulchanai, if the first one was to go and eat from the shechita, and the sheni was avodah zarah, he'll be patur. Well, I'll be patur. Very, very simply. Because when he shechs the second animal, he's being over two isurim bebas achas. What are the two isurim? Number one, avoid zara, rachmona litzlan. He's shechting l'shem avoid zara. A person shechs avoid zara gets misa. He's doing avoid zara. Oh, but what about the ois v'espenoi? He's shechting the two. Come le bedramine, since we're going to go and give him misa, don't bother giving him the malchus. Come bedramine. However, in the first case, when he shechts the avodah zarah and the sheni l'shulchanai, there, he, even though he was over the iser of ois v'espenoi on the shulchanai, but he didn't do it bebas achas with the avodah zarah. Soon as he finished the first shechita avodah zarah, done, over an iser avodah zarah. Now he goes and shechts the shulchanai, now he's going to be over a new iser, and that iser is going to be the iser of ois v'espenoi. So had it been simultaneous, the avodah zarah and the ois v'espenoi, that's the second case. But in the first case, he was over the avodah zarah first, and then the shulchanai second ois v'espenoi, and therefore we will give him malchus after all. Now I know some of you are thinking to yourself, once we are danim l'avodah zarah and we give him misa, we're not going to go and give malchus anymore. He's already dead, or a gavra katila, a kotel type of thing. Says Rashi, we're going to go and switch around the dentaira. We're going to say the avodah zarah. We'll wait for the edim for the avodah zarah for tomorrow. In the meantime, let's just go and get the edim on the second shechita. And we bring in two edim, and they say we gave him an hasra, and we told him, and he ignored us, and he shechted it anyway. You'll give him malchus on the second shechita. Tomorrow we're going to bring in the edim for the avodah zarah, and then we'll give him misa. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, the Dvar Torah that you just told us is perfect, but you didn't tell us any chidushim. Zu, this din of every child knows the din of kom lebed rabine. So for shteitzach, if you go and shech the second animal, and you have in mind the din of what you have in mind, lavoid zar, and it's also an ois v'espenoi, you're not going to give him both Malkis and Misa because Kom Ramine. That's no Chiddush. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Mantai Rishvuga, my dear brother-in-law Reish Lakish, Pa'omim Shafilu Shochat Rishon L'Shulchanai V'Shein L'Avoyda Zora, he'll be Chayiv Malkis on Oysa V'Yes Benoi. How could that be? Kom Ramine, he did Avoyda Zora. Oh, he's going to ask Rabbi Mishum Oysa V'Yes Benoi. They ask Rabbi Mishum Avoyda Zora. The two Edom that were standing around, they hear him saying, I'm shechting l'shem avodah zarah. They're also seeing that he's shechting now the second animal on that same day, an ois v'espenoi. And for some reason, they did not give him hasrof avodah zarah, but they did give him hasrof for ois v'espenoi. If you don't give hasrof, and let's assume he was not a chover, then he cannot go and get misa out of avodah zarah. The only thing you can go and give him is malchus. So that is a big chiddush. Many kids will say, really? But he did it avodah zarah. But since he's not getting misa, because li'asa b'mishum avodah zarah, then there would be a din of malchus, because oisav yaspenai. Oh, to such tickle chiddush. So why did Reb Shlok... Yeah, anybody have a question? Was Uxtim?
Maybe he didn't give proper hasra on the malchus.
He gave proper hasra on the malchus, and that's why he gets malchus. But he does not get anything for avodah zarah because he didn't give hasra for avodah zarah. So that's why malchus, yes, misa, no. So that sounds very, very straightforward. In fact, chay is a dover pashut. But I guess Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish omar, kiven dechi asru bei potur, had we given hasra for avodah zarah, you'd be masking me be potur because of kom lebed rabminei. Even ki lo yasru bei, even if we didn't give hasra for avodah zarah, nami potur, also be potur on Oisa v'yespanoi, we would not give him malchus. Why don't we give him malchus? He's not getting misa. Oh, as the tamayu, that's a famous machloikis. The chiyosar of dimi omar, chayovim misa shogigin, chayovim malchus shogigin. Chayovim misa shogigin, chayovim malchus shogigin means that we're not able to go and give him misa because of the fact that it was a shogig. How was it a shogig? For instance, there were no edim that saw it, or you had edim, they didn't give him hasra, so it has the status of a shogig. And at the same time of the chiyav misa, he did something that would be mechayiv also malchus, like our case over here, where when he shechted the second animal, he was chayovim misois because it was avodah zarah. But it was shogigin because we didn't give masra, but we did give masra al malchus. Bechayovim malchus shogigin, or the same thing as we have malchus and momoin together at the same time, where what he did was, for instance, Rashi gives an example. He went and ate somebody else's masra sheni bigvulin, or a treifa, a nevela treifa of his chaver. Right, he has a next door neighbor who never eats nevela treifa, and he stole it. And he ate it. And we're talking about that it was the idno at the same time. And then he ate it. And so he's over on the isser of stealing. And he's also over on the isser of eating nevela treifa. So what's the din? Even though we didn't give him hasra or lemalkus for eating the nevela or treifa, or eating the masr sheni bigvulin, masr sheni shel chaveroi, what's the din? Does he have to go and pay for the theft? So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish is potur. Like the Gemara says now. Chayiv Malkish Shogim Dover Acher, Rabbi Yochanan Oim Machayiv, Rish Lakish Oim Potur. Rabbi Yochanan Oim Machayiv, the Holy Yasrabet. Since we didn't give him Hasra, the Misa, or the Malkus, then you have to go and get either the Malkus in the first case, or you have to pay the Mominus in the second case. You don't have a Kom Levit Rabbaminei. Rish Lakish Oim Potur. Tachim Dachi Yasrabet Potur. Had we given Hasra or the Misa or the Malkus, he would be potter from the Malkus and the Mominus, respectively. Kiliyasu Meinami. Even when we didn't give Masra, he's also potter. Because that's the Shita of Reish Lakish. Chayovi, Misa, Shoyim, Chayovi, Malkus, Shoyim. You're still potter on that second Oynish. Because had you given Hasra, the Misa, or the Malkus, you would have been potter on the Malkus and the Mamai. So even though you didn't give that Hasra, nevertheless, you're potter. Ugamot says, and now, so the Chayda, we're bringing the same machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish twice. One, algemein. Algemein means universally, this halacha of Chayyavim Misa Shoyim, Chayyavim Malkish Shoyim. And then, specifically over here. Why do I have to repeat it over here? And since I know this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, and I'm apply it to our case, where you had someone who shechted two animals, and the second animal was Lavoy Dezara. And it was all to Ois V'es Benoi. And we only give him Hasra'a Lamalkis, we didn't give him Hasra'a Lamisa. So we all know the din. According to Rish Lakish, he'd be totally potter. Why'd be totally potter? Even though we didn't give him we didn't give him Hasra'a Lamisa, it's Chayavim Misa Shoyigin, and you're still potter. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Since you didn't give him Hasra'a Lamisa, only Hasra'a of the Malkis, then you give him Malkis. So what do you have to repeat the same Machlaikis twice? So you're Maritrika. The Ashbin Bahaf we don't tell us by uns in our case by the Voidazar. How come Rib Shimon Lakish? Why did Rib Shimon Lakish say that you're potter from the Malkis? Because he holds Kam Rab Mina even by Chayyavi Misa Shoyim. Al Baha, in the other case, like Musha Lagabi Chayyavi Malkis Shoyigin, Ema Moidalator Rabbi Yochanan, since he's not getting Malkis, he should have to pay. He should have to pay Tashlum and he has to pay money. Via Itma Baha, if it only say in that case, come Rabbi Yochanan. Since you're not giving him Malkus, pay the Mominus. Abhav, in our case, since he's getting, he should have gotten Misa, that even though he didn't give him Hasra the Misa, but come the Ramanei, Tzricha, that's what you have to have, both the case over there and the case over here. Just end off with one more shtickle. We said in our Mishnah that if you shecht for a paras chatas, it's a shchita she'ein ru'uya, and therefore there's no din of ois ves benoi. Frey tomorrow, it's a shchita she'ein ru'uya. What tani didn't we learn in a braisa? We had this Gemara before already in Zvachim, I believe, he straight to of the Zayt. Hey, in Menachos. Okay, in Menachos more recently. We straight on Menachos, Rav Shimon Oimer. Porim etama tumas oichlin. Hoi vahoysa l'shasa koisha. Now, we know, that, of course, that a Porah Aduma is metame. It's metahir temeim and metame tohoirim. Yeah, Avada, that's very well known. And that's why it's it's considered to be a choik, and nobody can understand it. How can it be both the metami and metar at the same time? Good, that's a separate parsha. But the same thing is a par is also metama tumas oichlin. What means metama tumas oichlin? It can become susceptible to tuma. What do you mean it can become susceptible to tuma? By all oichlin, once you have a hechsher, the kabel tuma, it becomes now susceptible to tuma. So when you have fruits and vegetables, one of the seven mashkoyes falls on it, it's mukhshar the kabel tuma. If now a nevela falls on it, or a dead sheretz falls on it, it becomes tuma. What about paraduma? Paraduma, you don't have to worry about hechsher because you have the benefit either of the shchita or you have the dam which spritzes on the animal. Unless you have a shchita yevashta, which of course is not common. We're quoting here's Reb Shimon speaking. Anyway, Reb Shimon says the shchita is machshir. Okay, so you have the parad, but you're not going to eat from this paraduma. The whole purpose of this paraduma is to go and burn it and make it into ash. So now what happens if a nevela were to touch it? Or if you have a dead sheretz touches it, would it be mekabel tuma? Says Reb Shimon, yes, it's metame tumas oichlin. Why? What means it had a shasa koisher? What happens if after he shechted the para aduma, they found even a better para aduma, and they said, you know what, forget about it. I don't need the first one anymore for para aduma. We'll take the second one and use that for the para aduma. And Barry, every time we learn this Gemara, always ask the same question. Vushata say we should have two paradumas. After all, paraduma is so rare, so just go and burn both of them, and now we'll have ash instead of for the next 100 years, we'll have ash for the next 200 years, right? It's a very good question. But that's not the point. The point of the Gemara over here is that they decided to go and change their minds about the first paraduma, and we're going to go and eat it now. So says Reb Shimon, since I could have changed my mind before we did the Sreifas HaPara, and we could have decided, you know what, tonight we're going to have a delicious Thanksgiving night Suda based on the former Paraduma. What's it in? And now you've had a Machshava of making it into an Ochas. Even if you didn't have that Machshava, but you could have had that Machshava of Oichel, it has the din of Tumas Oichlin, and it's Makabel Tumas. How taka is this the case? Because para aduma has kedusha to it. When you designate it as a para aduma, it had a din of hegdish. How can you go and now decide to change your mind? Can you imagine you bring an oil or shlam in the base mikdash, and we just shecht it? You know, boys, I changed my mind. I don't want to use it for carbon anymore. I want to make it becholit. Hey, I'm shigina. You'll be over in hilchas meila if you're going and taking hegdish and you're moiling the hegdish. So here also says Reb Shimon Lakish, how you Reb Shimon, how you Reb Shimon para nachma. The Omer Shlakish, Reb Shimon would say, "Parah niftes al gam merchasa." You can be poided even on the marocha if, for instance, as Rashi in Motza Noah Heimena, since you're allowed to go and do that, and you're allowed to do that even lechatchila. So then the shechita was a shechita haruuya laachila. That's why it's susceptible to makabel tuma. So that being the case, let's go back to our Mishnah. Why did it say in the Mishnah that you should shechel the paris chatos? It's a shechita she'ener uya. This is Reb Shimon l'shitasa, the same Reb Shimon who holds shechita she'ener uya. He holds down below that Reb Shimon holds that you can, that the para is metamet to mas'oichim because you could make it into, you could eat it. So if you could eat it, it's niftas agam marachasa, so then it's a shechita uya after all. If it's a shechita uya, why does it say in the Mishnah that your potter according to Reb Shimon from Oisavias benoi, Anthony Warbushim, Barab Omrebshi Yoichanan, Paraschatas Eina Mishnah. Take those two words out, put them into parentheses, because Lahalocha Loitrib Shimon Lishi Tosai, since it could become an Oichel, so it's a Shchita Haruya, Shchita Haruya Yechayiv and Oisavias benoi, after all. We'll stop over here. The boys say we welcome back Barry. Great to have you back.